In general, the church in Zimbabwe has been concerned about the issue of free and fair election, and there's been a demand for electoral reforms before any elections are held. That offensive is being done by the heads of Christian denominations. There have been various initiatives from the churches to engage with the region, and this involves the church networks that are in the region, but also engaging with political actors at regional level so that they can influence the environment and also influence legislative reforms before the elections are held.
Are you optimistic as the churches that you will get the result that you are looking for?
Yes, I believe that we need every effort to be made in order to ensure that these results are achievable. I think that the churches have been more proactive this time, that they've gone out to ensure that we can have a free and fair election, and also the fact that the churches, who are a moral voice and also are viewed as a neutral party in the whole political discourse on Zimbabwe, I think they've got a lot of legitimacy when they engage with political leaders within the SADC region and actually raise issues that are coming from the grassroots, where things are happening, things that are affecting people, but also to be able to clearly state with SADC that we would like to adhere to the SADC principles on the holding of democratic elections, which is what Zimbabwe should align itself to. And for the churches to come out and say that, I think it is commendable and I think it is achievable if such pressure, if we can put up a lot of pressure now. But I believe that we also need a lot of work from the civil society groups that has been happening as well. So if we can have a multi-sectoral approach to the whole engagement at SADC level, I think it will assist. It will be very much of assistance. But I also think we need to begin to think of international engagement as well beyond SADC and begin to engage with relevant bodies that could also put pressure.